T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Now it's Steelers Insider from 93.7thefan.com, Jeff Hathorn.
Jeff, honored to join that list.
Yes, I know. It's Mount Rushmore, the Pony and Mueller dignitaries. Of all the Steelers free agents most likely to re-sign with the team, who is it?
Robert Spillane.
He's a free agent?
Yeah, I mean, I think
he's got to be one of those phony baloney restricted free agent guys, right?
He is restricted.
I'm talking about the real McCoys,
oh, now
Jeff,
you're
the unrestricted guys.
Now you're
the
making
unrestricted.
It harder.
Jeff, I'll just name a bunch of names. Are you ready?
Oh, okay, Joe.
No, I don't want you to answer with one word, and I'm not going to scold you if you use more than one. I'm just going to name you a bunch of UFAs. Joe Hayden, Juju Smith-Schuster, Akello Witherspoon, Trey Turner, Terrell Edmonds, Ray McLeod.
Forgot about him.
B.J. Finney, Chuks Okorafor. Any of those strike your fancy?
I think the one that we talked to today that really seems interested and liked the system here and felt like he was gaining some traction is Witherspoon. So I'll go with Witherspoon.
Do you buy that he is gaining traction, like that this isn't going to be buyer's remorse if he stays?
Well, I mean, he has the interceptions in a very short window, and, you know, he picked off Kirk Cousins a couple times. I don't know if that's like
those count for half,
building.
Jeff.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing about interceptions that makes me nervous. I know this is comparing apples to oranges a little bit because one guy is clearly better than the other, but Trevon Diggs has all those picks. And he has a lot of passes defended, but that's because teams know he takes risks and they keep throwing at him in Dallas.
I think the most intriguing one to me is Edmonds because, you know, he cut his yards per completion in half. He had his best completion percentage allowed this year, and he had by far the most tackles for loss that he's ever had in his career this year. Will that lead him to a big contract somewhere, or are other teams going to sleep on him because of some of the other failures, and could the Steelers sign him and keep Minka happy, who you're trying to sign to a big deal, by keeping Edmonds? That one's intriguing to me because I think there are layers to the Edmonds conversation.
I think safeties like Edmonds grow on trees, and honestly, I'm intrigued by Norwood. I'd like to see him get more playing time
and
next
really
year.
He was getting worked
too
at the end of the year.
Really?
I saw him like – like
I thought
barely
he was great in that Baltimore game.
I saw him barely in frame against Kelsey at the end of the half.
So wait a minute. We're going to judge their safeties now against Travis Kelsey, Malzi? Everybody's going to fail the test then. Get rid of the entire defense, Watt included.
Now you're getting somewhere.
Who do you think's better, Jeff, Hayden or Witherspoon right now?
Hayden or Witherspoon's got more upside because of where he's at in his career.
But is he better?
I love Hayden from this standpoint. I would sign Joe. If you could get Joe Hayden for 2 years at a reasonable price.
2 years, $12 million. Do you do it?
Yeah, absolutely. Because he brings so much more than just his play on the field. I mean, just that play he made against Tennessee of knowing where the yard marker was to make that stop and what that teaches some of the younger guys, that to me is as intriguing as anything with keeping a Joe Hayden. Is he still the same player he was when they first got him? No. But is he still a good player? Yeah. And can he help some of the younger guys? And let's face it, this is rebuilding situation you've got going on. I'd like to have Joe Hayden in my room.
Jeff, do you think Joe Hayden wants to be here, though, not just from a financial perspective, but from the I might want to chase a title in my last couple of seasons in the NFL?
Yeah, it's the last sentence. I think I don't think Joe Hayden will be back because he's going to look for a situation where he can go win a championship because it's the one thing he hasn't done in his career. He's
Jeff, how about the
a lot of
how about
money,
the two offensive linemen that are free agents, Chooks and Trey Turner?
I mean, Chooks wasn't terrible, but he wasn't great either. You know, I mean, he was kind of
or good.
He was average. I think they move on from Chooks. I think Trey Turner is intriguing because he had a decent year. He told us he got into kind of being a mentor and growing in that role. I could see them considering they have numerous holes on that line, and if they're trying to work some guys in new positions, Turner's a relatively cheap add if you can get him for a year or two as a bridge as you're growing young linemen. I don't think that's a bad signing.
But where's that leave Green?
It's a great question. I mean, Hassenauer beat him out for the job at the end of the year. I've seen mock drafts where the center from Iowa is projected to the Steelers. You know, then that changes the whole complexion. We'll get clues to what they're thinking draft-wise by what happens in free agency. So I think that will, to use automatism, that will provide some more clarity here when that happens in March.
Jeff, I mean, you know, you see them being mocked and connected to this center, this Linderbaum from Iowa. I hate saying this after one season, and it's certainly not for lack of effort, I'm sure, on the guy's part, but it already feels a little bit like we're all talking about Kendrick Green and trying to avoid saying the dreaded B word of bust.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't go there yet. I think he's intriguing, but undersized as a guard. I mean, he's undersized as a center, but I think he could use his feet more as a guard. He doesn't just have to line up. They could pull him. They can do different things with him. I'm curious to see where he's at next year, given the work ethic that he showed this year. Does he come in a whole different player? I think there's that possibility, and there's a possibility he could be the starting center again. Talma didn't rule that out, but I think as long as Hassenauer stays healthy and they don't, you know, draft a rookie in that position, I think Green, it will see a similar battle to what we saw last year that Green won early in camp.
Do you think that with Loudermilk and Wormley, the Steelers will cut their losses with Stephon Tuitt and let those guys handle the other defensive end position opposite Hayward, Jeff?
Yeah, I mean, they'll have Alo-Alo back, and he can kind of slide into that position too and adds to your depth. You hit it. I mean, Tuitt's the big question. No one really knows what he's thinking. I think even his good friends don't know what his future is, if there is a future anymore for him in the NFL. It's a big question. And he's got some things that he's dealing with physically and mentally. And, you know, the bottom line for the Steelers is they need to get an answer here before free agency so they have a feel of can we cut, you know, some of that cap room and release Stephon Tuitt, or do you roll the dice because, man, he was your second-best sacker just 2 years ago.
Jeff, if I gave you these two players both available to the Steelers when they make their selection, ooh, who are you taking? Jordan Davis, the mountain of a defensive tackle from Georgia, or Linderbaum?
I like Davis. And I mean, you need to stop the run. You add Davis, he immediately plugs in and helps you stop the run. I mean, the center is a nice add, but you still have other pieces offensively. If you could fortify that defense for years to come, I like Davis.
Pony, how would you answer that question?
I think I would probably take Davis, and I'd sign a center in free agency because I think there's like three or four ones that could at least start for them and be huge upgrades.
And guys,
over
you know
what
the
they have now.
The difference this year, it's not quite like it was with New England, but they're going to have a lot of money to, like, they could go after guys in their prime
right.
to play on the offensive
yeah.
line, and there's going to be some ones available.
I gotta hear from more people that I trust on Davis. I mean, is he going to be a three-down defensive lineman in the NFL? With the way that nose tackles have been phased out, if he's just a guy that stops the run, I don't think that's worth the 18th pick in the draft if he's only on the field for first and second down.
I mean, wasn't the whole thing with him at Georgia, though, that he was unbelievably quick for how big he
yeah,
is?
Yeah, I mean, if he tests out with all that stuff, then...
Yeah, I think that's what's intriguing to me, of him potentially working with Watt on that side of the field.
If he really tests like that, though, Chris, I don't think he's available with the 18th pick. Or 20th pick, excuse me.
That's why these mocks are such an inexact science, but they fascinate me because I've seen him, yeah, going higher because people love him, and then in other mocks you see him around at like 23 or
yep.
24.
Jeff, what do you think the percentage chance is Juju's back?
10.
Wow. I was expecting much higher than that.
I mean, it's a new quarterback for him. I think as much as he came back because of the offense, he came back because of Ben. He thought he could put up some numbers with Ben, and he made that very clear. He's still looking to try to find that big contract, and if he's going to sign a gap contract, he'll probably want to do that with someone more experienced or in a system that's going to get him more yards per catch.
All right, Jeff. Thank you so much. What do you got going on tonight? Colony retirement party?
No, I am in for Zeiss tonight.
The thing is, Jeff.
Anything you want to promote or tease?
Well, Jim Colony is going to join me. We're going to have Chris Peake from Pantheler to discuss all things Pitt. Ryan Wilson from CBS Sports to
Love
discuss
him.
Draft. And Dan Kangurski is going to join after the Penguins game. We'll do a little Penguins post game.
Oh, that's a very newsy show you have planned for your time on Zeiss's slot here tonight, Jeff. That's a
What I'd love to say.
That is a news director's show.
And no Jablonski in his normal Thursday night slot,
ooh,
Jeff.
I know. I might lose the audience there. But what I'd love to say is I'm going to have Earth, Wind, and Fire on. Just because that would be.
And you're contractually obligated to let the song play for at least 90 seconds before you utter a syllable.
Well, that's basically because I'm doing the cable show from 6 to 7. Then I felt like I'd let at least the first half of Earth, Wind, and Fire play before I start the rest of the show.
Jeff, we'll be listening. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.